For our family. I offer you the memory of a yellow rose seen at sunset, years before you were born. I offer you explanations of yourself, theories about yourself, authentic and surprising news of yourself. I can give you my loneliness, my darkness, the hunger of my heart. I am trying to bribe you with uncertainty, with danger, with defeat. Jorge Luis Borges, Two English Poems. Prologue. After sound, light, and heat, memory, will, and understanding. James Joyce, Finnegan's Wake. In the art of weaving, warp threads are structural and strong and anchored at the origin, creating a frame for crossing fibers as the fabric is woven. Projecting across the advancing edge into free space, warp threads bridge the formed past to the ragged present, to the yet featureless future. The tapestry of the human story has its own warp threads, rooted deep in the gorges of East Africa, connecting the shifting textures of human life over millions of years, spanning pictographs backdropped by creviced ice, by angulated forestry, by stone and steel, and by glowing rare earths. The inner workings of the mind give form to these threads, creating a framework within us upon which the story of each individual can come into being. Personal grain and color arise from the cross threads of our moments and experiences, the fine weft of life, embedding and obscuring the underlying scaffold with intricate and sometimes lovely detail. Here are stories of this fabric fraying in those who are ill, in the minds of people for whom the warp is exposed and raw and revealing. The bewildering intensity of emergency psychiatry provides a context for all the stories in this volume. If such a setting is to illuminate the shared fabric of the human mind, disrupted interstates should be rendered onto the page as faithfully as possible. So, here, symptom descriptions from patients are unaltered and real, to reflect the essential nature, the true timbre and soul of these experiences, though, to maintain privacy, many other details have been changed. Likewise, the powerful neuroscience technologies described, which complement psychiatry by providing a distinct way of looking into the brain, are also entirely real, despite their sometimes science fiction-like and decidedly unsettling qualities. As depicted here, these methods are drawn unchanged from peer-reviewed papers out of laboratories around the world, including my own. But even medicine and science are inadequate alone to describe the human internal experience. And so some of these stories are told not from the point of view of a doctor or a scientist, but from a patient's perspective, sometimes in the first or third person, sometimes with altered states reflected by altered language, where another person's inner depths, their thoughts or feelings or memories, are depicted in this way. The book reflects neither science nor medicine, but only a reaching out of my own imagination, with care and respect and humility, to create a conversation with voices I have never heard but only sensed in echoes. The challenge of trying to perceive and experience unconventional realities from the patient's perspective is the heart of psychiatry, working through the distortions of both observer and observed. But inevitably, the true innermost voices of the departed and the silenced, the suffering and the lost, remain private. Imagination here is of uncertain value, and none is asserted, but experience has revealed the many limitations of modern neuroscience and psychiatry in isolation. Ideas from literature have long seemed to me just as important for understanding patients, at times providing a window into the brain more informative than any microscope objective. I still value literature as much as science in thinking about the mind, and whenever possible, I return to a lifelong love of writing. Though for years this love was only a banked ember, covered with science and medicine like drifts of ash and snow. Somehow, three independent perspectives, psychiatry and imagination and technology, together can frame the conceptual space needed, perhaps because they have little in common.